This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. If you have a Forex trading-related question on your mind, and you have already consumed all of my material, and you have not already asked a question, what you can do is go to nononsenseforex.com/askVP, fill out the form, and I will get back to you with an answer typically within 48 hours. So welcome to episode 27, the holiday episode, where we will get to the question shortly. But first, we need to do a little bit of housekeeping and tell you what's coming up in the next week. First off, there will be no blog for the patience video that I just did. I forgot that for those concepts, I typically don't associate a blog with the video because I really don't have any extra stuff to add. Often with the blog, and the reason why people like the blog a lot is because you get little extra tidbits and nuggets and links and pictures that you typically will not find in the video. And some people just learn better that way. So it's very useful to have those things there. But when I don't feel like I can really add much else on, then I don't do a blog episode for that. And so for all you blog lovers out there, just don't expect one for the patience video this time around. And also, one clarification in that video. For those of you who don't know, I put out the patience video last Thursday. It is part of the Trading Psychology series. A very long video, but a very good video, I thought. And I mentioned one thing in there. I thought I had dotted all of my I's and crossed my T's, I put something in there that confused a few people, and I want to go ahead and bring it up now so everybody knows. I said in the Other People's Money playbook, you should aim for a 10 to 15% return. Of course, you're going to want to go higher than that if you can, but 10 to 15% is what you want. And then immediately I started getting questions with, well, is that per month or per year? That is per year. Now, the stock market averages right around 11% a year. That may have gone up or down since I last looked at the stat. But 10 to 15% would be really good. That is something somebody would want. If I said 10 to 15% per month, that would be very scammy. That is what some people do on the very conservative side to lure you into buying their course or whatever it is they're selling. There used to be this guy, I don't remember his name, and I don't call individual people out, but he's this Indian guy that would do these seminars here in Vegas. He would rent out a meeting room somewhere on the strip, and he would do this all the time and invite people in. And he said, hey, if you just make 9% every month, this is what your account could become. And for the longest time, I so wanted to show up at these things and just call him out on this. But I never did. Like I said, I don't go after individual people. You have never seen me do that one time. I believe that some people just need to get scammed and need to get taken because that's how you learn. I will do my best to point out the types of scams that are out there as often as I can. But if you fall for one, great, you fell for one, you dust yourself off, you move on, and you make sure something like that never happens again. But saying that you can 10x your money in a week, or saying that you can make a 10% return every month, are equally scammy, equally unrealistic, and you should avoid them both. But again, 10 to 15% return is really, really good. I know to a lot of you with stars in your eyes that are getting super crazy results right away, you know, don't understand this, but you will. You're just not quite there yet. But that kind of consistent return year after year on people's money is what a lot of people seek out. So aim for that. And if you do better, great, you did better. And now for the holidays. I am my own boss, and the boss says, VP, you can take Thursday off. There will be no trading video this Thursday. But that is okay because there will be another podcast episode next Monday. We will resume the Thursday trading videos after that. And this coming week is the week where I send something out to my list. If you have not gotten on the list, you're going to want to. You go to nononsenseforex.com. There's a little form off to the right. It is light blue. You just put your name and your email in, hit submit, and you are good to go. There is no confirmation email you have to worry about. I used to do double confirm, and then it turned out about 20% of people were not double confirming. And then I would send something out, and they would say, where's my video? So I'm learning a lot as I go. I have never done anything like this before, so you guys have to be patient with me here. But one of the things I have learned from doing this is that collectively, you guys suck ass at following directions. Very simple directions. So this time around, be the change that you want to see. Please do not reply to the email I send out. My email list has gotten big. And the whole reason I'm really not going to do a trading video on Thursday is because I know I'm already going to get a bunch of emails from people saying I didn't receive my video. I already got that to deal with. The last thing I want is a bunch of replies to the video I send out. If you want to give it a like, you can just do that on the video. You can give it a thumbs up. But if you're confused about it in any way, there's nothing I can do there. I do think one of my strengths is my ability to convey information to you in a very clear, concise, and easy to understand way. And the thing I am sending to you is also very easy to understand in and of itself. So if you guys can do that and easily follow directions, then that will make me tend to send things out a bit more often. And if you get on the list after I send it out, then you're SOL. You just missed out. So make sure you get on as soon as you can if you haven't already. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and this week's question is from Jalen from Jersey City, New Jersey. Jalen asks, I heard volume dries up over the holiday season. Should we be out of the market right now? So this is a question I've gotten quite a bit in the last month now that December and the new year is coming up. And the prevailing thought is that most people are away for the holidays and people are closing a lot of their long-term positions before the new year ends for tax reasons. So because of this, you have less volume. Less volume, as we know, is bad for trend traders. How do we approach this? So short answer, long answer again. Short answer is no, I don't see a very good reason to make a whole lot of adjustment just because of the time of year that we're in. Now, this December has been pretty slow in terms of volume and overall movement in the market that we trade, even despite the fact that the stock market is damn near crashing right now. So that's really surprising. That means people have not officially panicked yet, because when they officially panic, they take their money out of the stock market and put it into our market. And then us Forex traders get to party our balls off for like 2 years while we get this amazing volume that we didn't have before. But even though we're experiencing this sharp downward move in the economy, December's been pretty slow. But here's the problem. Other Decembers have not been slow. In my own experience, and it's about 10 years of experience, I have just not seen enough consistency year after year to warrant doing anything unusual in my own trading just because it's December. And this could be for a lot of reasons. You could have a lot of economic news that goes on in December that actually makes a difference. Also, most of Asia, which is the most populous continent in the world, doesn't celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. So their world just keeps right on turning. So all in all, though, traders, this is where your volume indicators come into play. Even if the numbers do add up and December is the slowest month of the year compared to the other months, volume can certainly still be there. Certainly enough volume for you to trade with. And that special tool I gave you in the volume volatility video and your own volume volatility indicators, if you have picked the right ones that you know work, should do a great job of telling you if it's okay to trade or not, no matter what the conditions are, no matter what month it is. This is yet another advantage of trading the no-nonsense Forex way. We don't have to worry about a lot of things that other people have to worry about. Along those same lines, if you are having slower Decembers and you are trying to trade on smaller time frames, you are trying to trade intraday, you're going to have a lot more to worry about. If we are experiencing an unusually slow December and we have a good 7-8 days in a row of really bad volume, and you're trying to trade trends intraday, that's really going to hurt. That's really going to suck. And maybe you should make adjustments for certain months out of the year. But when you trade the daily time frame like we do here, it is yet another advantage, one that I didn't even think of when I made episode 3 of the podcast, that we have over everybody else. We get this nice zoomed out view of the market, and we can just sit back and take these things as they come. We get to chill out. We get to sit back and read our indicators and our tools, and if they tell us to go, we go. If they don't, then we don't. A lot less to keep track of and a lot less stress. Now, when it comes to the end of the year, this is a bit different. In my 10 years of trading, I have seen some shit go down. Things that don't always make a lot of sense. As a general rule, I will typically close out any active trades I have on the 31st of December let the 1st of January go by, and then look at my charts again and decide if I want to re-enter the market. And I've seen a lot of the end of the year stuff that hasn't really done anything, and maybe I shouldn't have closed my trades down. But I'm okay with this. This is one voluntary day of inactivity out of all the trading days out of the year. And you guys who have followed all the material by now know what we do here. We eliminate losses the best we can. We eliminate situations that have a higher probability of giving us losses. And to me, I would say barely, overall, this is one of those times. Do not get caught up in a bunch of nonsense that you cannot control if you don't have to. Now, sure, there might be times where if you just did not close your trade out, it would have shot up another 300 pips the very next day on New Year's Day because of whatever happening in the background. Great. We're not worried about that, though. If you have any regret over that and you change the way you do things because of that, you're thinking way too short term. Stay disciplined no matter what happens. Have patience, eyes on the prize, and you're going to be just fine. So for all of you who do celebrate these holidays coming up this week, happy holidays. And during the holiday season, if you have time to go in and check on your trades and your charts once a day, go do that. And if your system is telling you to enter new trades, go right ahead and enter them, no matter what month it is. Go with confidence, always. And I'll see you next week. Go get it.